You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Shelly, I got to know, what was the highlight of your weekend?
This weekend I went home and I told my family in Chicago that I got engaged last weekend.
Hey!
Who is this lucky person?
My fiance of almost 6 years.
Yeah, you having to change
the
word
first name? Can't we get a first name?
Man, woman, who is it?
Ben, his name is Ben. It's a boy.
Ben the boy.
How did Ben do it?
We were in Germany with my friends at a college reunion.
Okay, so what went down? How'd he do it? Come on, lay it out.
Come on, Shelly, you're being very tight-lipped about everything.
I got down on one knee in front of a castle in this town.
A castle
in front of a castle.
He didn't, like, give you a line about being his princess or anything like that, did he?
No, I stopped listening after the first, like, 5 seconds.
Did anybody capture this on video or pictures?
Yeah.
Send it to us.
Photographers, because our friends were all there.
When we're done with this call, text us a picture of you getting proposed to. Same phone number.
In front of a castle. We want to see it.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay.
I feel like, Shelly, you don't really... Do you listen to our show on a regular basis?
Sort of.
Okay.
I don't know. We're just talking here, but I just get the feeling like you're not sure what you're dealing with here. Like somebody just handed you a phone and said, here, talk to these two clowns.
We have questions, Shelly.
Yeah.
No, I think I got you to buy a Purdue t-shirt a couple months ago.
Oh, this is the Boilermaker. Okay, so you listen.
I was wearing my Boilermaker shirt again on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
But I bet you haven't worn the Michigan shirt again once, have you?
No, I have not.
Ugh. See, one of us is pretty cool, I guess.
My bad.
My bad.
All right, Shelly, let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to give it a shot?
Yeah, I guess so.
Got nothing else to do. I mean, nothing's going to beat getting proposed to in front of a castle. Like, this whole thing's kind of like yawn to you, Shelly, right now. Yawn. Let's go.
I disagree.
Yeah, I can feel it. I'm getting a vibe.
Okay, 10 seconds, Shelly. We're looking for 5 bands or artists. Bands or artists whose name begins with the letter D, as in Dom. 5 bands or artists that start with a D. Can you do it? Ready and go.
Darius Rucker. Oh, I'm so bad with music. Oh, gosh.
That was a good one, though.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I can't.
Was really bad.
Dave Matthews.
And many more.
And many more.
Nope.
Well, look, at least you got a ring on your finger, right?
Send us that picture.
Yeah.
Send it.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Shelly.
Bye.
That doesn't even sound like the same Shelly who was messing with us over
the whole
Michigan and Purdue thing. She sounded completely different.
The whole thing was awkward. I don't even want to see that picture. She's trying to be nice.
Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, the highlight of your weekend.
Ooh, it was the 30th anniversary of Jurassic Park yesterday, so my husband and I had a nice dinner and kicked back and watched Jurassic Park.
I saw that. That was all over Instagram, actually. They were posting a bunch of, like, behind-the-scenes footage of them testing out the big mechanical Tyrannosaurus Rex and all this little insider stuff and bloopers.
I still remember, I have a faint memory of going to the premiere showing of that. I think a radio station, we did a little premiere showing of it, and I was like the host and stood up in front of the crowd. All right, here's the news. Steven Spielberg.
I hope you like dinosaurs. You guys are in for a treat.
I'm sure I told some sort of little T-Rex joke where I made my arms really short.
Right. Which is really offensive to people with short arms, but that's
it funny. Is. I know. Well, take a number. As far as me pissing people off today, take a number. It's like taking a number at the
Don't worry, they can't text in because they can't.
Oh, they can't reach their phone.
Little tiny hands.
Get it?
Yeah. Little tiny hands.
You know, it's funny. I watched an old movie this weekend too, Michelle, because I'm listening. I was telling Jeremy and some other caller last week about this audiobook I'm listening to about
the Apollo missions. And it's, I know I'm a nerd, but I love being a science nerd. And it's not about the astronauts. It's about all of the crap that went down behind the scenes, like not only designing these things, but dealing with all the emergencies. And I'm on the part now where they're talking about all the incredible crap that went down with Apollo 13. And right. You know, that movie is only 2 hours long, so you just see just little fragments of it, right? But everything that happened and that saved those three astronauts is insane. And so
yeah.
I said, I got to watch Apollo 13 again because I've been listening to this mm-hmm. audiobook about it. And
pretty good movie, huh?
It's a good movie. You got to admit, that's a good movie.
It's a good movie. Michelle's never seen it.
Michelle's like, it's
coming up on its 30th anniversary. Michelle, you get 2 years and you can watch it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was like 4 at the time. So, I mean.
Same.
I haven't seen it.
Well, then you would have only been 2 when Jurassic Park came out.
I know, but it's so much more common.
Your excuse is not valid.
We reject yours. Oh, you couldn't be more adorable. Let's play some Rattle Off. You ready to play?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, good. For everyone who's on hold right now, Stephanie, Lindsay, and Sophia, even if Michelle gets it, don't hang up because we still want to talk to you and we still want to find out the highlight of your weekend. 10 seconds, Michelle. I don't know if you like these things, you're afraid of them, or what, but give us 5 different kinds, and these can be from anywhere around the world, 5 different types and kinds of snakes.
Ooh.
5 different snakes. Ready? And go!
Rattlesnake, garden snake, cobras, I don't know.
Python, yeah.
The bull snake.
I mean, I'm from Canada, so I'm not used to snakes until I moved to Colorado. So this is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but you've heard of snakes, right?
Well, yeah, but I haven't seen any until I moved here.
There's another movie for you to watch, Michelle, Snakes on a Plane. How about that? You want to watch that?
I will get on that.
That's okay. You don't have to. Listen, you've been fun to talk to. You go have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You guys too.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, who is next? Who is next? That's Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. All right, we're ready for the highlight of your weekend.
I was in Vegas for a bachelorette party.
Oh, I bet that was very sweet and innocent.
It was, actually. We wanted to just be there and be lazy and have some time away.
Good for
just
you.
Just lay around the pool?
We did, actually. We did. Yeah. It was fantastic.
What hotel did you stay at?
And then we come back to rain.
Yeah.
So we were at Planet Hollywood.
I've never stayed there.
No, that place is still standing.
Yeah, it was okay.
Was it?
It was okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Not your favorite.
Too bad. You know, no. We had a friend staying at another hotel, and we think we're going to go there next.
What was that one?
They had a pretty. They were at Mandalay Bay, and just the pool alone with the sand, we were like, oh, forget it. We'll just go there next.
Oh, forget it. Yeah, that's a nice place.
I have a friend of mine.
It is nice.
This is the most random, ridiculous thing, but I'm going to say it anyway. I have a friend of mine who insists every single time she goes to Vegas, she must go to Mandalay Bay because of one item on one menu of one of their restaurants. It's a skirt steak at one of their restaurants that she says is the greatest skirt steak in the history of humankind.
That's their specialty. You got to make an appearance in and eat it up.
So she will always go to Mandalay Bay to get the skirt steak. I'm like, okay.
Pro tip, Stephanie.
That could almost be one of our upcoming segments. Like, how far have you gone for just like one particular food item?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
What did you eat while you were there? Anything good that you would recommend?
So there's a super popular place called Sugar Factory. They're very well known for their over-the-top, fruity candy drinks.
Yeah.
But I got this cheeseburger, which doesn't sound out of the norm, but they had this like metal ring on top of it and they lift it and all this melted cheese covers your entire cheeseburger. It was phenomenal.
That sounds incredible.
The entire thing was covered. And I'm like, yeah, this is what you call a cheeseburger, my friends. It was amazing. Wow.
That sounds insane.
Now, normally I couldn't go because Jeremy knows one of my rules is I can't eat at a restaurant with the word factory in the title.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot eat at a restaurant that has factory in its name, but you might have convinced me with the cheeseburger.
I'm reading the reviews and people are like, the best burger ever.
It is. It's so good. I mean, everything that we had, because of course, you know, when you go with a group of people, you have to share food because, you know, it's new and you want to try things.
Sure.
They had a flaming hot Cheeto burger that literally had like this flaming hot Cheeto cheese crisp on their cheeseburger.
Shut your face.
It was, I mean, that's a little over the top for me, but it was still good. So their whole menu was amazing. We were really impressed.
I'm looking at their cocktail menu right now, too. $20 cocktails.
Yeah.
But wow.
Oh, they're proud of the cocktails.
Okay.
We definitely shared those. They are ginormous. They're basically like your fishbowl drink.
They are. They're massive. Well,
you know,
this
Vegas
is cool.
Has changed over the years. It used to be when you went to Vegas, food and beverages were cheap as hell. I mean, it just was the way it was. And not anymore.
The last time I went there, Stephanie, I believe it was Mandalay Bay. I grabbed a Jack and Coke, and it was like $25. I looked at my wife. I said, screw this. I'm taking the glass. And I took the glass with me, and it's in my kitchen cupboard to this day. Yeah. I took the glass.
I'm telling you, that's why people go to Walgreens and just go to, you know, go get their liquor there because it's too dang expensive anymore, and you don't even get what you pay for.
Yep. Get your drink on before you go down to the pool.
Yeah.
I'm making a note for another segment. What did you take from a restaurant?
What did you steal?
Because I have one of those, too.
We went through this phase where we were taking glasses from every restaurant we went to, and they all smashed. They all broke, which is karma.
Of course they did.
I got irked at a place in Asheville, North Carolina, because what they charged for an old-fashioned was so ridiculously high that in a show of some sort of, I don't know, revolting, I pocketed the glass. I took it with me.
Hells yeah. Yep.
Not proud of it, Stephanie, but at least I'm not as big a thief as Jeremy. He's done it 100 times.
Yeah, we had a bunch of glasses.
Right.
All right, Stephanie.
So it was both Bachelor and Bachelorette, huh?
It was. Yeah, there's about a group of us there's like 12 of us that are really, really close.
Okay.
So we usually have a tendency to combine things like that instead of doing just...
That's all right. Knock it out. Get it over with.
And I kind of get a feeling it might not be a first wedding for them. Is that right?
It is their first wedding. Yep. They were essentially high school sweethearts.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cute.
All right, very good.
Adorable.
Because when it's a low key, like you're talking about, everyone just goes and goes to the pool and eats a cheeseburger. That sounds like people who have been down this path before of bachelor, bachelorette parties. You know
that
what I'm
or
saying?
That or just the modern way of like, screw it, you know?
Could be.
Right.
So how long before you pooped after eating that big cheeseburger?
Honestly, I am not sure. That was not something that I counted. Can't say that I put a timer on that.
Really? Because, again, I'm looking at pictures, and that's a lot of cheese.
You'd be all bound up for, like, days.
So much cheese. I'd be so bloated by the pool. Mm. So good for you for powering through that. My God.
You're fun to talk to. Listen, here's your rattle-off, and it's food-based, and it's easy as can be. So if you miss this one, you will be shamed in front of millions of people.
Take a breath.
10 seconds, Stephanie. Five different sides that you see served at a barbecue. Sides at a barbecue. Ready and go!
Oh my gosh. French fries, corn on the cob, baked bean, multiple different kinds of salads, pastas, Brussels sprouts.
You got it, my little flaming hot Cheeto.
You're a winner!
You rock.
Although, woo-hoo! Brussels sprouts, come on.
Oh, my gosh,
people.
Yes. On the grill with balsamic glaze.
Game changer.
No,
you're a balsamic
delicious.
Glaze.
Ooh.
I've been trying to talk Dom into making Brussels sprouts in the air fryer. I mean, game changer, Dom.
They're so good.
Right?
You know what? If I took a dog turd, put some vomit on it, and put it in the air fryer, would it also be good?
It's not the same. Don't let him get to you, Stephanie. It's not the same.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Well, it's definitely not for everybody. That's for sure.
It's just not for me, Stephanie. That's okay. There are other things for me, like that cheeseburger you described. Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
absolutely.
You stand by. Josh is going to tell you about your tickets, okay?
See you later.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Oh, one of our other people hung up, but...
Rude.
The cool one did not. Hey, Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, you.
The highlight of your weekend. Tell us now.
Skydiving, definitely.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Well, not your first time, I take it, or was it your first time?
No, I'm a licensed skydiver, so... No. Oh,
how many times have you jumped?
New at it, but...
Have you kept track?
30.
30 times.
Yeah, it was my 30th jump, so...
Ugh, good.
Are you still doing tandem, or do you just do it yourself?
No, I do it myself.
Oh, okay.
She's like, tandem.
That almost sounds like if it's your 30th time, like, that can't be your highlight. Isn't there something else, though, that...
Oh, no, that was my highlight. It's still my highlight. It doesn't get old.
I bet.
So,
I'm still very new
at it, so... Yeah.
Huh. It's just an adrenaline rush that you just haven't been able to equal any other way, right?
No, there's nothing that really compares to it, so.
I still don't want to do it.
I used to want to.
It's so fun.
Is it?
I used to want to, and then I grew out of the desire.
Do you have to roll your own chute?
Yeah. Pack your own chute? I'm supposed to be, but I still pay somebody to do it.
You got to really trust that. You got to trust whoever you're paying to do that.
Yeah, it's the people that work there that have been doing it forever, so I'm totally okay with paying them to roll it.
What does that cost you to have somebody roll your chute?
It's only $7 plus a tip.
$7?
So your whole life is in someone's hands
for
$7.
Yeah.
I think I'd be giving them a 50.
It's like a minimum wage worker that is rolling your parachute.
If they have a bad day or something, you know?
Or if they're busy checking stuff on TikTok and only paying half attention.
Another day
of
rolling chutes. Some intern or something.
They seem to do pretty good. We're all still alive, so...
$7. Your life
so
is
far.
Riding on $7.
Let's see what happens with number 31.
You better learn how to roll your own chute, Lindsay.
You could be...
Oh, I'm trying. I tried last night for like 2 hours on my floor.
Really?
It's terrible. It's so hard. Yeah, it's so hard.
I want to watch a video of that. I'd like to see a video of somebody professionally packing a chute.
Yeah, it is so hard, and I, like, have a new rig, and everything's, like, so tight in there still, and, it's hard. I'd rather pay somebody.
My goodness.
It takes me forever.
I feel like if I was doing that, I'd have a little fun with whoever I'm packing it for and put, like, confetti in there or sparkles
there or something.
So when it finally pops open, it's like, poof, balloon animals pop out. Yeah.
Scare them, think they're having a malfunction, and they cut away. Yeah.
So you got a backup chute, too, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the same person is packing that, am I right?
Well, true, but that one doesn't have to get packed as often, so,
So it's all moth-eaten out, and
so
the rodents have gotten to it, and...
there's like a card and everything, and it's like... has to be checked every so often.
Oh, like a little certificate that they punch
or good.
Something.
Yeah.
It's like a fire extinguisher.
They'll mention that at your funeral.
Yeah.
You know, they had the certificate of
authenticity. There was a card on there.
There was a card. I don't know what happened. There had a card.
They signed off on it.
Your dad joke for the day, Lindsay. Do you know what they call it if your chute doesn't open? Jumping to a conclusion.
That's fun. That's fun to joke about what she likes to do as a hobby, Dom.
Well, we've been joking with her about it for the last 5 minutes. I don't know why we're going to change now.
Somehow that felt different.
Did it?
It felt different.
Jeremy and I are both going to feel so weird if we read some news story in the next couple of months about some woman named Lindsay
on her 31st jump.
I mean, we're going to feel real, even if it's your 40th, we're going to feel bad if this happens to you now.
You should stop jumping immediately.
I'll send you a text after my 31st just so you feel better.
Do you have pictures of you like midair, like with the wind hitting your lips? Do you have some cool pictures of you midair?
Of course.
I want you to text us those. I noticed our castle woman did not send us her engagement photos from the castle, but...
She was mad at us.
She hates us.
She was mad at us. I was wearing her silly Purdue shirt on Saturday, and she's still mad at us.
Send us some skydiving pictures, Lindsay. Same number. Right. Same number.
Please
when
do.
We're done.
So I looked at the numbers. Right. I just looked them up. Parachutes fail one in every 1,000 jumps. That's not one in a million.
No, it's not one in a million, but that's your first, because then you have a second one. So
you're good to go. And then if that one doesn't deploy, then you got like a buddy that zips down like Superman and grabs you.
How often do you get in an accident in a car?
It says, so, exactly, that's true. That is true.
The plane
that
could
is
go
true.
Down on your way up.
Yeah.
How often that's do both worked, parachutes yeah. actually fail? According to the U.S., what would this be, Parachute Association?
USPA,
anyway.
Yeah.
USPA, both parachutes fail 0.45 times in 100,000 skydiving solo jumps. So that is... And one time in every 500,000 tandem jumps.
Why are you doing this to her?
I'm just curious.
She knows the stats. She knows the stats.
You
Why are you doing this?
You know what a curious person I am.
You don't have to tell it to somebody
facts.
Who's a skydiver, though.
Well,
Lindsay, when we're done here, why don't you look up the stats?
About those statistics.
Look up the stats on on-air personalities and how often they have heart attacks on the air, and send that to Dom later, okay?
Send it to me. I'd like to know. I'm curious about this stuff.
Jeez, a little.
So listen, you were talking about that backup chute doesn't have to be packed that often. I am reading, according to this one site, that they should be repacked every 180 days.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. 180 days, and you have a card that actually has it signed off every time. So
here we go with the cards again. You're putting a lot of faith in a card, aren't you, Lindsay?
And it's $8 to repack the little one.
I'm just saying, you can't even jump without showing them that. So if you're one day over, it has to be repacked before you can jump.
That's good. Good.
So it's by the book. So.
What else did you do this weekend?
You could just go to that place down by Park Meadows Mall, the indoor skydiving, and you could just play around in there.
Get your jollies off
it's
there.
It's amazing. I love it there, actually. It's fun.
I've done that. So, it bent me backwards like a taco. So
which he kind of likes,
so
actually.
It's so hard.
He likes it.
It is so hard to stabilize.
And let's
your
just
body,
say, like, you're face down and it's blowing up, and it doesn't leave much for the imagination of people watching you because it makes your clothes really tight.
Well, Lindsay, we got to run. Thank you for your being a great sport and BSing with your boys. We really appreciate you, okay?
Send us those pictures.
Perfect. Thanks, boys. I will. Thank you.
All right, we'll look for those photos. There you go. Woo. See, I love these calls today.
They're good people.